Verse 14 now, I'm reading. So he consented to them in this matter and tested them 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the youths who did eat the portion of the king's food. So that actually the diet worked in their behalf. And that ought to tell us something too, by the way, friends. May I say to you, if you think God gave that diet to his people just to be different, and they were to be different, but also there was a health factor involved. I believe thoroughly today that if that diet given in Leviticus, if you would follow it, you'd be healthier than your neighbor that eats anything. But you can eat anything. We're not under that law today. Now, we are told here, verse 16, thus Melzer took away the portion of their food and the wine that they should drink and gave them vegetables. No, gave them Wheaties, gave them the cereal. Verse 17, as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Now, just as God had blessed Solomon, God's blessing these Hebrew children in a foreign court. In other words, Daniel will eventually become prime minister through two great world empires. Now, will you notice? And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, we're still in the area of revelation. And as long as you're in that area, God will use dreams and visions. But now, don't you today say God has spoken to you in a dream. Because I'll have to contradict you. I'm sorry, but I do. This a dear lady rushed up to me, and she said, oh, Dr. McGee, I've had the most marvelous dream. And she went on to say, and I had to stop her. I said, lady, I think if you'll just look at what you had for dinner that night, you probably will find the explanation for your dream. I don't think God's speaking that way today. He speaks in his word today. And it's lots easier to dream about it, a great many people. That's easier than studying the Word of God. I used to have students. They would pray the night before exam. They were very pious. They didn't study very much, but they were very pious. And they'd stick their Bible under the pillow. One of them told me that's what he did. And I said, look, what do you think? You think that the names of the kings of Israel and Judah are going to come up through the duck feathers and get in your brain? I said, the Holy Spirit, I don't think's helping any lazy person today, and he's no crutch for a lazy person. You're going to have to study the Word of God, and God's speaking there. Now, these men here have the Word of God. We're going to find that Daniel had the book of Jeremiah because he refers to it later on. But God is speaking now for this man, is writing one of the books of the Bible, in spite of what the critics say. Daniel wrote it, and not 300 or 400 years later. Now will you notice, verse 18 of chapter 1 of Daniel. Now at the end of days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now Nebuchadnezzar is going to look at the training that has been given to them. Will it be the proper training? I honestly believe that the communists have been very stupid in their brainwashing today. They attempt to break down a man, and you can break him down, break down any human being, of course. And he finally will have to give in. We can only take so much. And they attempt to break him down that way. But friends, that's not the way you do it. You see, this man Nebuchadnezzar knew how to do it. He is giving them a lot of good food and gave them a fine position. And now he tests them. And he does it in a friendly way. That's the way you make friends, influence people. And that was his philosophy, by the way. Now he brings these men in. And the king, verse 19, conversed with him. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. Why, he said, look at these four boys. They're geniuses. And so he gives them a good position. Now, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Now, Daniel's moved to the head of the class. Verse 21, and Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Now, Daniel's span of life given to us here begins when he was about 17 and continues to when he was about 90 years of age, so that he bridged the 70 years captivity, although he did not return. Apparently before they even left, why Daniel died. We have no record of that at all, of course.